of the gas connection in their homes.
Does the ACT have an infrastructure that can deal with the transition? We were speaking to a University of Wollongong electrical engineer just last week about things like the distortion and the harmonics they need to do to keep an energy grid secure as we transition towards renewables. Do we have the right sort of grid and structure?
Yeah, there's plenty of excuses why we can't. I'll just look at the Sydney Morning Herald article this week talking about the $5 billion a year of flooding costs that are being impacted on all of us. Who's paying for the $5 billion a year? Well, that'll be our taxpayer dollars. That'll be the people of Australia wearing the cost of using all these fossil fuel products. So at the end of the day, is the engineering doable? 100%. I listen to what the CEO of the Australian Energy Market Operator says. He expects 100% instantaneous variable renewable energy penetration as soon as 2025. Mm. He's getting the grid ready. We can decarbonise. It will permanently lower the cost of energy for all Australians as a result. It will also mean Australia will do our fair share of the heavy lifting on decarbonisation and the Paris Agreement. I can't see what's to anyone that loses other than the fossil fuel industry. And of course, they are going to throw every rock and every stick in the way that they possibly can, because they love gouging us. They made $140 billion gross profit in Australia alone from our fossil fuel exports last year alone. So they make exceptional profits from us. And it's about time our governments actually stepped up and hold them to account and protect Australians.
Well, it looks like in the ACT they are taking those steps, albeit gradual and gentle. Let's see what happens over the next the ACT, and then see what other states and territories follow suit. Tim Buckley, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thanks, Lindsay.
The Director of Climate Energy.